A moment now to note the passing of the writer Noel Perrin. He died earlier this month at age 77 at his farmhouse in Thetford Center, Vermont. He'd lived in that house for 41 years, a city transplant born in New York. Perrin wrote with love and humor about life on that farm. Those essays became a series of books, starting with First Person Rural, Essays of a Sometime Farmer. In the introduction, he said that the essays are all concerned with countryish things, but he cautioned none of them would be helpful to a farmer. In 1978, he talked with NPR's Noah Adams about whether Vermont locals considered him an outsider.
My belief is that some of them look on me as an outsider who partly speaks the country code.
The code? You mean the particular terminology?
Well, I'm borrowing the term from Frost's poem called The Code, which I don't know if you have in mind.
No.
It's about a country-bred farmer who sees a thunderstorm coming up, and he says out loud that they better work faster. 20 minutes later, one of his two hired men shoves his pitchfork in the ground, stalks off home, and the farmer is, astounded. The other hired man then explains to him that he's violated the code by saying this. The hand that knows his work won't be told to work better or faster.
Huh.
And the other hand says, I'd have walked off myself, except I knew you were a townie and didn't understand the code. And, there's a Stoics code, but mainly what I was thinking of as the code was the power code, which I think around here says that we're all going to act as if we were all equally powerful or powerless, and that no one will ever act as if he thought his time was worth more than anyone else's time.
Noel Perrin in 1978. He had a wide range, writing books about his adventures in maple sugaring, about a frustrating attempt to drive an electric car from California to Vermont in 1992, about Japan in feudal times, giving up the gun for the sword, also a history of censored books, and he wrote collections of essays about neglected gems of literature for adults and children. Perrin taught at Dartmouth College for many years, English and environmental studies. He wrote for The New Yorker and for Vermont Life. This summer, Perrin wrote an essay about leaving the farm he loved. He suffered from Shy-Drager syndrome, which he called a remarkably unpleasant version of Parkinson's disease. And he spent most of the last 6 months of his life in a nursing home. His widow, Sarah Coburn, told us today that after he broke his hip, Noel Perrin returned home to the farm he loved to die, which he did within a week. Ms. Coburn said that this August, despite weakening health, her husband wanted to mow a field one more time. She doubted he could do it, but she was inspired by Mark Cramer's book Three Farms, about an old man mowing his field before he died. So she helped her husband and selected a flat piece of land. Noel Perrin did mow that field, his last, and his widow says he was happy he did. Noel Perrin died on November 21st. He was 77.